Dear Laura, roses are red, but no. Dear Laura, I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
All right, here we go. Cinco de Mayo today, and this concerns the eating habits of one Laura McKenna. So this one says, "Hi, Laura," and then "and Steve," in quotations. Thank you for acknowledging that I am also part of the show. Appreciate you. It says, "My husband and I have been listening to your show for a long time, and so I know you're a vegetarian. Recently, my husband's heart doctor said he needs to eat less meat and go on more of a Mediterranean diet. So that being said, we were going to dine out at a Mexican restaurant today for Cinco de Mayo, but is there anything we could even eat that doesn't have meat in it besides the chips and salsa? We're very new to this transition, but he said to ask you what to get. Thanks."
Well, so, your husband is a very smart man, yes. Consult me on all your life decisions. You will either lead a very disastrous life or a very fun one.
So
Do the opposite of what I say for most advice and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is I think that Mexican food is probably one of the easiest to make vegetarian because there's so many options that you can just kind of leave out or substitute in. And since beans are such a big part of Mexican food, you can put black beans in things, you could put refried beans in things and still get your protein, tons of it. So you'll be good to go there. You could do veggie fajitas. So you're still going to get the flavor of fajitas, just minus the, you know, steak or chicken or whatever you'd normally would get in those. And then you would still have all that. I like to make at home my taco meat out of, I mean, you're still going to use a packet of taco seasoning, and then I just take a zucchini, some portobello mushrooms, and onion, and chop that down like little diced pieces, cook that down, and use that as the taco meat with the taco seasoning, and then you still get all the flavor of what would be taco meat with the taco seasoning, and you don't even miss it once you put that in your hard shells or your soft shells, and it's really, really good.
That's
but
one way,
Yeah, I would say usually most menus anymore, you won't even have to like make a substitution because most of them will offer a vegetarian enchilada or a veggie burrito or things like that. So if you're new to eating that way, it's probably a little bit intimidating right now.
Yeah.
But most menus, you don't even have to really substitute things anymore. They may even offer a whole vegetarian, like, additional portion of the menu for Mexican food. Because, like I said, that's probably one of the easiest, besides, like, pasta, you know, which may not have meat always included in it. But, yeah, I think you will be pleasantly surprised at the options that are for Cinco de Mayo eating.
Sweet. Have a great dinner, lunch, whatever you got going on for Cinco de Mayo today. Letters to Laura. You can submit one anytime through the website at star98.net.